Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. So history, my two top favorites for history are the mystery of history.
Okay.
If you're doing world history, we love Linda Hobar. I love that it is just a straight biblical worldview, ties in God's word and history all into one. There's four volumes. And so you could just start with volume one and go all the way through to volume four.
And it's on audio.
And it's on audio. Yes.
Which is nice.
Yep. So you can just listen to it in the car or during lunchtime or snack time or whatever. Yep. That's a great curriculum. And then Not Grass History.
Yes.
I love Not Grass. They're great for world history, U.S. history, economics, government. They kind of cover all of them. And again, they are a strong biblical worldview company, and they have some really great resources.
Yeah. I was turned on to Not Grass by you, by this podcast, I think, and I really like it, or from what I saw. We did mystery history for a while, and I realized I started my kids too young on that. We're going to probably hit that now or when they're a little older, but we have discovered and fallen in love with Sunlight History. We don't do all of Sunlight. We just do their history, which ties in with their language arts, because my kids love, with Sunlight, you're reading novels and books, either from that time period, about that time period. You know, they're all historical fiction, or, you know, it's just beautiful books that bring it to life. So while you're learning about the Civil War, you're reading books about, you know, kids that fought in the Civil War. And that's really connected with my kids. If you have kids that are deeply struggling with reading, that's probably going to exasperate them and be really difficult. But I have found that combining our language, our stories, our books, our literature with our history has really made it richer.
Yeah, that's awesome. I will put a link to Sunlight in there as well.
Yeah. And again, biblical worldview. So, just that is the one thing with history, with everything. Even down to your math, you guys, you need to make sure that you know the worldview, because story problems are story problems. So you just want to make sure that the worldview that you're getting is truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Science. What do you have?
Science. Biblical worldview, with all three of these. Apologia. I think science is one. Science and history are the two that I'm like, they must be taught from a biblical worldview.
Without question. Otherwise, you're teaching your kids lies. I mean, you can't have science and you can't have history void of God. It doesn't exist.
Amen.
I don't know what it's about. I don't know what they're getting.
Exactly. Exactly. So science, we've loved Apologia. They've got tons of great resources.
Yep.
I love their Apologia. Young Explorer series.
Yeah,
that's great. Master Books has some really, really great science curriculum.
Yeah.
And then Science Shepherd is another one that has some really great resources. We interviewed, I cannot remember his name. It was like probably 3 years ago, but he's the
Science Shepherd guy.
He's the Science Shepherd guy.
I just heard about, and we got some books from Berean Builders, Biblical Worldview, and it's Dr. Weil who wrote the old
Apologia
High School. And so he's got some new stuff out. And one of theirs is it Science Through the Ages. So as you're doing history, you study the scientists of the time.
Wow. Okay.
And how they're, so there's some really neat science out there. I don't love science personally. So I like to find the easy good. And I found that Apologia makes my life easy.
Yep.
With science.
Yes, they do. Their Apologia is great. And then the last thing I want to recommend is online resources. Schoolhouseteachers.com is a really great resource, where you can find lots of information about curriculum and all things homeschooling. They've got a lot of really good resources on there. So I would check them out, schoolhouseteachers.com. And then the only thing that I do want to caution you of, as we were talking in the last episode about co-ops and about how just knowing, you know, who's running the co-op, what is their worldview, what do they believe?
Right.
Always look at that with curriculum. There's a lot of curriculum out there that I know a lot of Christians use that maybe they don't have the same worldview that you have.
Right. It might take a little digging. I would say that you want to get on your curriculum site.
Yes.
And look at the about page and really dig in, because it might up front look, it might look like what you're looking for, but But do a little research on who the writers are. Do a little research on what their goals are, their purposes are. I mean, because this is what you're teaching your children, you guys. The reason we're not sending them to the public school is because we want to teach them truth from a you know, biblical truth standpoint. So we need to take that same caution for any curriculum that we choose.
Right. Yes, absolutely. So know who's writing it, know what their worldview is.
Yep.
And just be careful with that. Just know that, 'cause there's a lot of stuff out there that's floating around that, you know, lots of Christian families are using, and we're like,
and it looks great. It looks beautiful on the cover. I mean, it looks great, but just discernment, pray over it.
Yes.
Dig a little deeper, you know, have discernment.
That's right.
And then can I just plug one other thing?
Any others that you want to plug? Yep.
If you have like these years where you want to do something totally wild and different, like, you know, one year we did a whole year when our kids were really little, we did the Little House series, and there's a great Prairie Primer book that's like a whole year curriculum in one book, and it's science, it's everything based on Little House. And then another one that I have not done, and I'm going to do it at someday, is Karen DeBuse has a whole how to use the Bible alone for a year as your
curriculum. Bible-based curriculum.
Yeah. And so we'll put a link to that, because that's really great too. And those are just those extras. But be careful not to follow every cool idea you hear, every new and unique. That you get bogged down, you get overwhelmed, you get stressed out. When you find something that works, stick with it, because there's always going to be new and beautiful and amazing, wonderful curriculums that come out there. And you can fall into the trap of buying every new thing, and it can really stress out and overwhelm you and your kids.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have to do it all.
Right. No, you don't. And it's funny because you talk about Bible, and I was like, I didn't include Bible, I think, because I just assumed that.
Use the Bible.
Read the Bible.
You read the Bible. However, the Bible. Apologia does have a really good, what's that series called? Who We Are. It's like Who I Am, Who God Is.
They've got several. Neighbor. They have a new Bible curriculum too.
There's a lot of really great Bible curriculums. But again, you can just read the Bible. I would suggest that.
Yes.
That's more apologetics. And I do think your kids do need to learn we do need to do apologetics. Yep. And again, we've got Ken Ham. We've got, know.
And Answers in Genesis has a new Bible curriculum out as well.
Yeah.
So we'll put links to those.
And Rachel Carman has a new Bible curriculum out.
Oh, yeah. That's the one I was just talking about.
Yeah. Rachel's the Apologia. Yeah. So there's lots of them out there. But again, you can just open your Bible.
Yes.
It's there.
It's what
the
you should
living
do first.
Word of God.
Amen. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.